This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor, the Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Have you seen the video of the NYPD cops being doused with water in Harlem and jeered and objects thrown at them and all this other stuff? See, as the saying goes, if the citizens fear their government, that's tyranny. And if the government fears the citizens, that's freedom. Here, however, this is not a fear thing. Any society should be respectful of order. Order is what we should seek. Societal order. Rule of law. Okay? And this video of these cops getting drenched with water and having a bunch of stuff by a bunch of laughing and jeering residents of Harlem was a little alarming. There's no fear. There's no respect. There's nothing. There is nothing. Many have attempted to explain the causes of this utterly outrageous and disgraceful scenario, noting that the atmosphere of disrespect for police and the damage to police morale, courtesy of New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. But there's one glaring factor that's been absent from the conversation. In fact, the concluding section of the video footage demands further explanation, because we view these policemen actively ignoring the repeated dousing of water all over them as they slowly walk back, you know, to the patrol car, heads down, as if they're not allowed to react to the grave offenses being committed against them. Well, there's the answer. All you have to do is take two simple words out of that last sentence I just used. Those would be as if, and you have the answer. In New York City, His Honor de Blasio and his city council have decriminalized a serious selection of quality of life violations in New York City, but de Blasio has instructed police to call off drug raids, not to arrest for low-level crimes in schools, and not to arrest narcotic suspects below age 40 or subway fare evaders. While hooligans who brutally attack NYC police are not even charged. It's eminently clear that the NYPD officers who were assaulted and humiliated by the jeering crowds in Harlem were under orders to be passive and not react when they should have been reacting. And rather than enforce the law and instill fear of its violation, de Blasio has implemented neighborhood policing, which boils down to police being under order in many cases not to respond to or confront aggression, as well as to reduce arrests. Now, when Rudy Giuliani was the mayor of New York, he started stop and frisk, which was then followed by Michael Bloomberg, who continued stop and frisk. And what they were doing at the time was they were intimidating potential offenders. And it worked. They weren't stopping and frisking everybody. I know people. A lot of people are like, well, you know, that's no due process. Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, you know. I get it. Now the NYPD finds itself handcuffed and made subject to abuse by the lowest elements of society. I'm going to use this because it's quite fitting from the Jewish, the Talmud. It teaches, pray for the welfare of the government, for if people do not fear the government's authority, members of society will swallow each other alive. It is obviously important that the government be pleasant to deal with and kind, but the absence of a sense of authority is a deal breaker. And de Blasio has stripped his police department of its authority, and the disgusting jeers and insults and abuse directed toward policemen in Harlem are Exhibit A of the mayor's wayward and reckless policy. Also from the Talmud, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, there's another related lesson. One who is merciful to the cruel is in effect cruel to those who are merciful and decent people. By handing the keys of the city to the criminals and treating the police force as suspects, who need to be subjected to extreme control and who dare not execute the law while treating criminals with kid gloves, de Blasio has manifested a sense of cruelty to those who seek to protect. His policies are actually tantamount to abuse of the police. And this all boils down to a case of misfocused justice. Rather than target hoodlums for committing crimes, the mayor is determined to target police for how they treat perpetrators and suspects. De Blasio has made internal police compliance the focus of criminal policy rather than addressing street criminals as the primary concern. It's this warped sense of priority that engenders all the problems I just talked about. And aside from de Blasio setting the city back decades and lowering the heightened quality of life and the feeling of safety that was achieved in the Giuliani and Bloomberg years, his twisted value system harkens back to the incident of Bernard Goetz. Remember him? Who in 1984 shot four hooligans on a New York City subway as they were about to mug and assault him. And rather than focus on the action of the criminals that did this, they placed Goetz in their crosshairs, charging him with the commission of all sorts of felonies. So, here's the question, and this actually applies to the gun control, whole gun control argument. Who should the focus of the criminal justice system, who should be in that focus? The criminals or the regular citizens and those who would deter the criminals? This is a moment of truth. This is where we get to observe the left as they are. This is the truth about Bill de Blasio, who is absent right now in New York trying to become the next president. I think he's polling right about there with a tomato. But we can look and see the same thing in Portland, Oregon. This is the progressive left. And it's not very pretty. Regular people, normal people, you guys are expendable. Because it's all about feelings. And it's all about pandering. And it's about pandering to the lowest. All in an effort to remain in power. They want to be able to remain in power until they're tired of being in power, and then they want to quit, and then they want to be one of the elites. This is the left. When we get back, we're going to talk about the co-conspirators of the left, because they have some. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. If you're looking right now at the Democrats, you need to be realizing something that is happening to them. The age of Pelosi, the age of Schumer, the age of Biden, and all of those traditional, what you would think to be prototypical Democrats, that's coming to a close. Right now, the American left is on the cusp of their ultimate prize and ticket to permanent political domination, because they're going to have absolute control of the Democratic Party. Why they picked that one is beyond me. A clear indicator of the unanimity of all 24 candidates campaigning for their presidential nomination is in espousing Marxian socialist policy positions long promoted by the American left. Another is the spineless acquiescence by their hierarchy in not only accepting but endorsing race baiting, virulent loathing of America as founded, and anti-Semitism from the likes of Ilhan Omar, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and the rest of the squad. Since the turn of the 20th century, the American left has been singularly focused on expunging the foundational basis of our culture, instituting Marxian socialism, and permanently controlling the federal government. The process of achieving that began in the 1960s by first infiltrating and transforming the bulk of academia into a Marxist anti-American indoctrination caucus. Then, they had this new resultant army of brainwashed acolytes to make inroads into and eventually dominate the media and entertainment establishment in order to spread their message to the masses. All the while, they gradually permeated the myriad cells of the Democratic Party, which was an obvious target as the party was committed to the growth of a powerful central government since the 1930s, but as of the 1960s, did not espouse socialism, anti-Americanism, and transformation of our unique American culture. The tactics and the objective of the left, that's never been hidden or obfuscated. So how were they allowed virtually free rein to run amok through American society and stand on the cusp of achieving their primary goal? In 1792, James Madison recognized the unfortunate necessity of political parties and movements. He was very hopeful of what they might be. He thought that one party would be a check on the other party, so far as the existence of parties cannot be prevented nor their views accommodated. So the hope for honor and integrity among the members of all parties combined, with the necessity of serving as a check on each other, was the key to the American political governance. Over the years, with many fits and starts due to the vagaries of our nature, it's played out as if it were conceived by Madison. And that was into the mid-20th century, when the federal government started to grow into a leviathan, and with it the evolution of a governing class, or Washington establishment, or the swamp. In the meantime, the American left, they were in the shadows for the previous 50 years. They surged into the nation's bloodstream thanks to the Vietnam War protests. And while there were serious philosophical differences between those affiliated with either side, the financial and social necessity of being part of the in-crowd outweighed the desire as part of the Republican branch to serve as Madison's hope for women and men of honor and integrity. 25 years after the end of the Reagan presidency and the entrance of Donald Trump into the political arena, revealed the overwhelming success of the American left in dominating the philosophical underpinning of the current Democratic Party, as well as trying to transform a big chunk of the culture. But more important was the abject failure of the Republican establishment, which includes the Republican Party hierarchy, combined with the conservative intelligentsia, you know, the think tanks, publications. They didn't put up any semblance of a sustained and unwavering fight to protect the culture and the founding principles of the nation. They pursued internationalism and continual unrestrained accommodation with virtually all Democratic Party demands, even as it became obvious that the party was increasingly in the grip of the left. In 1980, 84, and the 88 presidential elections, the Republican candidate averaged winning 480 electoral votes versus 55 for the Democratic candidate. Reagan and Bush, campaigning as Reagan's third term, won the popular vote in those elections by an average margin of 11 million. We were on the ascendancy, and over the next 25 years, Republicans controlled the presidencies for 12 years, the House for 15, and the Senate for 10. At the same time, the establishment was succumbing to virtually all the ultimatums of the Democrats. The Reagan legacy was frittered away through numerous failed policy prescriptions. I'll give you an example. 1989, 21%, 26 million of all jobs in the country were in the high-paying goods-producing sector. By 2014, only 11% or 19 million were in the goods-producing sector, with the overall labor force increased by 31 million. In 1989, the median income for a household, inflation-adjusted to 2014, was $50,478. In 2014, it was $50,813. 25 years of stagnation. So, in 1989, there were 17 million immigrants, including an estimated 1 million illegal aliens living in the United States. By 2015, there are 61 million immigrants, including an estimated 16 to 20 million illegal aliens. And that was promoted by political parties. And at the same time, both political parties. So this $15 minimum wage nonsense, that's all a subterfuge, right? That's to keep the people that they're taking the jobs away from by bringing in this low-cost workforce. That's to placate you. If you think they're in it for you. So this goes deep. This goes absolutely deep. But, you know, that's why voting matters. That's why paying attention, engaging, critical thinking, that's why all of these things matter. Freedom is a multi-pronged bludgeon. And we have to pay attention to all of them. And, of course, the right to bear arms enables all of that. Unless we give it away. Unless we give away. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I think Robert Mueller did a horrible job, both today and with respect to the investigation. But in all fairness to Robert Mueller, he had nothing to work with.
President Trump speaking there. Now, the president did not mince any words over what he thought about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's testimony. The president continues.
You know, you can be a builder, but if they don't give you the right materials, you're not going to build a very good building. Robert Mueller had no material. He had nothing to work with, so obviously he did very poorly today.
House Minority Whip Republican Steve Scalise blasts Democrats for trying to impeach President Trump, saying there's more important things that they should be accomplishing on Capitol Hill.
I think most Americans recognize that the things that aren't being done are more important than watching what they're trying to do moving towards impeachment with no grounds for impeachment.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. All right, I'm going to start this off with a really cheerful note. We are all going to die. Eventually. But if you listen to anti-gun activists, we're all going to get shot dead because gun-related homicides are just plain getting out of hand. It's an epidemic that can't be contained unless we act now and pass gun control. We just got to do it. That's what they tell us. But A.W.R. Hawkins over at Breitbart notes that that is a pile of male bovine excrement. Washington Post analysis shows Democrats, followed closely by independents, are more apt to believe firearm murders have increased. And this feeds the Democrat psyche, which is already more prone to support an expansion of gun control laws. But the reality is the high watermark for firearm murders was 1994. While 2017, the most recent year with complete data on incidents, shows a sharp drop. There were 16,136 firearm murders in 1994, but only 10,982 in 2017. He also notes that if you look at just the murder rate, homicide rates also include justified homicides, among other things. The dip is even sharper. So why do the snowflakes seem to honestly believe that we're somehow more violent? Part of that has to be an artifact of how news is reported. Most of us, most of you and I, have heard the phrase man bites dog. It's used to note that the news doesn't cover the everyday and mundane, but the odd and the unusual. The rarer an act is, the more likely it to be reported in the media. A dog biting a guy happens all the time. Nobody cares. But if a man bites a dog, well, now that's news. Conversely, when gun fatalities were more common, it was rare that the media would focus on them all that well. That was just something that was happening. A person would get murdered, and there would be coverage, but before anyone could get into all the peripheral stuff about the homicide, like weapons used or anything else, there would be another murder. Today, with fewer homicides, they can delve into these other topics. Because of that, these homicides burn their way into people's brains on a deeper level. Humans remember things through repetition, so hearing about Jane Doe's murder every day for 3 weeks means you're more likely to be remembering Jane Doe's murder than Joe Smith when he's killed. So hence, it becomes easier to believe that we're plagued with murders when the rate is decreasing. It should also be noted that the decrease came during a time of expanding gun rights. Americans throughout the nation are taking back their constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Gun ownership has exploded. Now, that's almost an epidemic. Gun ownership is gigantic now. Gigantic. Barack Obama was president from 2009 to January 2017. And in that amount of time, by 2013, when he still had 3 years, a little less than 3 years left in his terms, in his second term, he'd already had 100 million background checks done under him. And a lot of those were for new gun buyers. There are more and more guns on American streets, yet the homicide rate decreases. There are more people carrying guns now, yet the homicide rate decreases. Now, I have it on supposedly good authority that more guns increase the likelihood for violence. So how is this possibly computing? Well, that's easy, too. When more of the bad guys started getting their butts shot, their buddies decided that violent crime was probably not a long-term career prospect after all. They stopped pulling that kind of stuff, and they went on to other things. And as a result, the homicide rate dropped. Now, that's just me speculating on that one. What we do know for a fact is that during a time of expanding gun rights and gun ownership, the homicide rate decreased. That's something we're not going to hear out of the fake stream legacy media. Mainly because it completely disproves their claim of more guns leading to more crime. They would rather keep you ignorant and suggestible. As for Democrats being more likely to believe that the violence is worse, is that really surprising? They accept the fake stream legacy media at face value. The rest of us are a little less likely to do so. After Sandy Hook, there was a poll taken, and you know how I feel about the polls. Polls are propaganda, but this one was sort of enlightening. Up to that point, we'd all heard about the low info voter. That was a new phrase that came out during the time of Obama. The low info voter. Read that to mean the disengaged, the one that just wants to live and let live. That, you know, they're not engaged. They don't, you know, they take their rights for granted. They take their lives for granted, but they're disengaged and happy. They're happy. They don't want to be involved in nothing. At that time when they did this poll, they said, because when Sandy Hook happened, I don't know if you remember this or not, but when Sandy Hook happened, everybody was in Newtown. Everybody was there, and they were there for weeks. Everybody's news broadcast, Fox News, everybody. They would all start out, "Good morning. The sun rises yet again here in Newtown." As people try to get back to their lives, try to pick up what was
shattered here recently, the innocence lost. And all of that was absolutely true. But we were subjected to 24/7 coverage of this for a couple of weeks after this happened. After that, a poll was taken, and 56% of America at that time thought that those kinds of rampage killings happened all the time because of the coverage. Because it was a man-bites-dog story. Now, because this doesn't happen very often, the spin that these things are put through is furious. It is a furious process these things go through. Because this is money for networks. Sadly, it's money. It's profit for networks to play this, to keep it up. Because, you know, I don't know if you've ever looked around, but, I mean, today, Mueller was in front of Congress, and that's all anybody's talking about. Like, nothing else happened. Like, Rutger Hauer didn't pass away. Like, you know, lots of things that happened today, but it's all about Mueller. I think the 56% is probably actually a pretty accurate number. And that means that there's 56% of America that are getting their perception of what's happening based upon the fake stream legacy media. I hope since 2012, since that December in 2012, I hope since then the critical thinking has gone up. And I saw signs of that in 2016 with the election of Donald Trump. But it's got to continue to go up. And we can't have that many people voting and not knowing what they're doing. We just can't. And not in survive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey,
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Every year here in the United States, 2.5 million people die prematurely. When I say prematurely, I mean that to be they do not live to old age. Depending on the time of day, the number one cause of death is either going to be cancer or heart disease. The number two cause of death, therefore, is going to be either cancer or heart disease. Way down at the bottom is homicides caused by guns. Way down at the bottom. Way, way, way down at the bottom. More people drown. More people die in car accidents. I mean, it's, you know. The number three cause of death, the third highest cause of death, is the one that bothers me the most, simply because of that segment of society, that profession, coming after gun rights, with the exception for the doctors for responsible gun ownership. But over the course of time, we've become quite used to this junk science flowing out of the billionaire-funded anti-gun lobby. It always reaches the same repetitive conclusion, based on repeating the same intellectual fallacy. The fallacy is that gun control makes people safer, but the easy availability of firearms endangers the public. And recently we got another example of that fraud that is perpetrated from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Now the study, quote unquote study, took much of its source material from the Brady Campaign, which is a vibrantly anti-gun advocacy group. They relied on state grades, which are issued by the Brady Bunch, to determine which gun control laws supposedly make states safer. States which have imposed very strict gun control get higher grades from the Bradys, while states with fewer restrictions get lower grades.
All of that is actual. That's factual. This is the way they determine what they determine. From this point on, everything else becomes, you know, it's all fraud. Because these grades have nothing to do with reality. They have nothing to do with identifying which states are actually safer. The authors of the publication would have us believe that the children are safer in the south side of Chicago than they are in Cheyenne, Wyoming, or in Baltimore rather than Bismarck, North Dakota. You already know the answer to that, don't you? You know what's going on with this. The study and the grades it relies upon is a farce. Let's take the state of Maryland, which has universal background checks, so-called assault weapon bans, red flag gun confiscation orders, and so much more. For all of its gun control, the Brady campaign gives Maryland an A-. And yet its neighbor to the south, Virginia, has none of these restrictions, so the Brady campaign has downgraded the state with a D grade. Now, for a low-info voter, which we know how many of those are out there, to look at those grades, you might assume that Maryland is a safer state. But you would be wrong. Not only is Maryland's additional gun control not made the state any safer, its murder rate is almost double the rate of Virginia's. And then there's Baltimore in Maryland. That big city leads all large cities with the highest murder rate per capita. So how is gun control working out for the people and the children of Baltimore? Not very good, because gun control has always been and will always continue to be a colossal disappointment. The success of gun control is based on nothing more than circular reasoning. First, the Brady Bunch assumes that gun control makes the state safer. Then states with more gun control get higher grades. Finally, researchers come along and use the state grades to prove that states with higher grades are safer, despite that little thing called evidence, which they don't have any to prove what they're actually saying, and, there's all kind of evidence to the contrary. So this continuing repetition of the fallacy, or the repeated lying, as I call it, that gun control makes society safer, causes us to wonder whether the problem is woeful stupidity or deliberate intellectual fraud. I tend to go with the deliberate intellectual fraud. The stupidity comes in when you're trying to hear a gun controller talking about a gun. This gun does this, this gun does that. No, guns don't do anything. Guns are hardware. You are the software. One cannot function without the other. They just don't. No matter how many times you've seen Maximum Overdrive. And there's many studies that seek to prove that more gun control makes a place safer, and everyone understands that all of that is a fraud. The AAP report adjusted government data to determine that 21,241 children died of firearm-related injuries during a recent five-year period. Among the many flaws of their analysis is this: two-thirds of all firearm-related deaths are from suicide. And roughly half of suicide deaths are by other means than a gun. But so the inaccessibility of firearms in places like New York and San Francisco will simply shift suicide methods to jumping, overdoses, and wrist slashing. For those of you anticipating the new Top Gun that's coming out, Top Gun Maverick, the original producer of Top Gun, Tony Scott, killed himself jumping off of a bridge in San Francisco. Study also ignored how many children were saved in the more than 500,000 to 3 million times a year that guns are used to prevent crime. This is all based on CDC data. These are the ones they want to give us the data. Compared to the negative uses of firearms, the CDC data demonstrates that guns are used 16 to 100 times more often to save life than to take life. It's not surprising that a study which utilizes data from the Brady campaign, which is it's a pretty self-serving study when you get down to it. But they also conveniently ignore the fact that, doctors' negligence results in far more deaths of innocent people than guns. We're talking 250,000 people. I'm not even happy saying that. I had a bunch of doctors in 2015. They saved my life when I had the heart attack. Then they had to save my life again when they opened me up. And then they rehabilitated me and brought me back. Those guys had their stuff together. But anywhere from 250,000 to 400,000 times a year, some don't. And people die that didn't have to. It could be said that doctors negligently kill Americans seven times as often as guns do. I mean, these kind of mistakes can range from operating on the wrong person or the wrong part of the body to giving mistaken dosages or leaving surgical instruments inside of patients. And that is the third leading cause of death in America. But the American Academy of Pediatrics doesn't want to talk about that. Maybe they should. Maybe they should. If we're out here and we're trying to save life, shouldn't we be going after the things that take the most life? If with heart disease, cancer, and medical misadventure, if you found a way to eliminate those, that's more than half of the premature deaths in the United States. Isn't that worth doing? Isn't that worth pursuing? But no. While we're sitting here killing people negligently, while people are in our profession, being the medical profession, are doing that, we want to take your guns away because that has nothing to do with us. And even though we kill more people than this does, we want to take that away from you. That's the leftist mindset. Because doctors can be leftist too. Coming up next, if everything goes right, we should be joined by Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.